I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Time now for our regular segment on business and finance. Every day, we talk with our friends at Marketplace, a radio show that offers a streetwise take on Wall Street and much more. Today, the subject is MCI. That's the company formerly known as WorldCom, although before it was WorldCom, it was MCI again. This is the company that declared bankruptcy just more than a year ago after a record-breaking correction of what it made in profits over the last several years. That now amounts to more than $12 billion. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is reporter Tess Figland. Hi, Tess.
Hey, Alex.
Now, Tess, there are new allegations about MCI.
Yes, there are, and they could spell trouble for MCI's hopes to emerge from Chapter 11 sometime this fall.
And what are they accused of? What's exactly at issue here?
Essentially, they're accused of playing operator with their own phone lines. Long-distance phone companies have to pay fees to other local carriers to use their lines. And MCI is accused of trying to get out of paying those fees by rerouting phone calls, yours, mine, anyone who uses MCI, through Canada. Now, why would they do that, you might ask? Well, those fees can add up to hundreds of millions of dollars. And one of the bigger problems, of course, is that the government is MCI's biggest customer. That means everybody from the FDA to the CIA is using its phone lines. Other countries don't necessarily have the privacy protection laws that this country does. So the question is whether rerouting could actually cause national security breaches.
So MCI's competitors have brought this to federal authorities, although I'm not sure, is this actually illegal or is it just very smart on the part of MCI and no one else had thought of it yet?
Well, that's something that will be determined by everyone from the bankruptcy court to possibly the SEC. But yeah, as you mentioned, AT&T, one of WorldCom's competitors, is reportedly going to present evidence of all this to federal authorities and the bankruptcy judge today. And it's really just the latest in a string of attempts by competitors to put it out of business permanently. AT&T, Verizon, SBC, they've all been lobbying the government to stop giving contracts to MCI, like the one it just got to rebuild Iraq's phone network, mostly because of that $12 billion in accounting irregularities that you mentioned earlier. They ask, you know, why should MCI win out with its track record of problems? Verizon actually dropped part of its effort to thwart MCI last week after MCI agreed to give it about $60 million. But today it's going to send some documents to the General Services Administration. That's the folks who hand out government contracts in more efforts to get WorldCom basically blackballed from government work.
Well, what's next and what does MCI say?
WorldCom says that it's cooperating and has launched an internal review, and it is making some noises about this whole, you know, the competitors don't want us to survive issue. There is a bankruptcy hearing scheduled for late August, but the judge very well may have to delay it because of these new investigations.
Tess Vigland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and I note that Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.
Thanks, Alex. And this is what we're working on in the Marketplace newsroom today. We're keeping a close watch on the bond markets. Yields are going up, and we may be getting an announcement from the government today on a new record level of borrowing.
All right. Thank you, Tess.